Hello, everyone. Welcome to Talking Logistics, where we have conversations with thought leaders and newsmakers in the supply chain logistics industry. It's my great pleasure and welcome to today's program, Sam Rallat, who is Senior Director of Carrier Innovation at Project 44. And today we're going to talk about preparing now for the 2019 peak season. Now, even though the peak season in transportation just ended, you know, it's never too early to start preparing, you know, for the next one. So what do we learn from the 2018, you know, peak season? That we can, you know, apply for the next one. What actions can companies start taking now, you know, to prepare accordingly? And how can technology help companies in this preparation effort? Well, those are just some of the questions we're going to discuss in today's episode. And it's great to have Sam on the program to kind of share his insights and advice on this topic. So, Sam, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Adrian. Super excited. Thank you for having me.
Great. Well, Sam, you know, we've had some of your colleagues there at Project 44 here on Talking Logistics in the past, but you're a first-time guest, and I always like to kind of understand a little bit about how people got involved in this industry to begin with. So kind of before we dive into the topic, why don't you briefly tell us a little bit about your career path? You know, how and why did you get involved with supply chain logistics, and what's your current role and responsibilities there at Project 44?
Yeah, thanks. You know, I started with back in 2000 with a regional LTL carrier called Viking Freight. They were mostly on the West Coast. They were owned by FedEx at the time. And shortly after I started, they acquired American Freightways. I was the IT project manager for their website. Around 2007, they acquired Watkins, right? So we changed from FedEx Freight to FedEx National. And really, it's been a quite a journey. In about 2009, I went over to the marketing team in FedEx. I just really enjoyed every aspect of the transportation industry, the challenges. LTL industry, as you know, Adrian, an interesting beast. So we're in a really interesting time in the LTL industry.
Yeah, no, absolutely. A lot has certainly changed, you know, over the years in this industry. And certainly 2018 was... you know, created a lot of challenges for shippers in particular, you know, when it came to capacity, when it came to, you know, rates and kind of how to, you know, navigate through all of that in light of, you know, a strong economy and things like e-commerce, you know, continue to grow and so forth. You know, so we just kind of wrapped up the 2018, you know, peak season in transportation, and kind of while it's still relatively, you know, fresh in our minds, I mean, from your perspective and your conversations with carriers and shippers alike, I mean, what were some of the key takeaways or lessons learned that shippers and carriers should keep in mind, you know, for 2019's peak season?
Yeah, I think 2018 was really good news for both shippers and carriers. I was pleasantly surprised that even with historic capacity crunch, the peak season, we came out of that relatively unharmed. With in 2019, as you know, UPS Freight was looking at going on strike. And UPS Freight is a top five carrier. They have a lot of volume in their network, and they completely emptied their entire network. And, you know, while I was speaking to LTL carriers, they were running around. Many times I would be in meetings, they'd have to get called out. But I was very, very impressed with how well LTL carriers reacted. They planned and reacted to the UPS. It happened right possibly at the worst possible time for the LTL industry. And so honestly, 2018 was a testament to the, you know, seasoned operators at these LTL carriers. And I actually take away from it that there was a lot of planning and thought went into it, and the LTL industry really stepped up and did very well.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, I think, you know, I think in previous years, you read a lot of horror stories, if you will, in the papers about, you know, delays or misshipments or late shipments and, you know, a lot of complaints overall. And I think, you know, I agree. I think one of my takeaways was that a lot of, there was a lot of painful lessons learned from previous years. Yeah. That the, both the carriers and the shippers working with them, you know, kind of, I think all that effort, all that work, and all those painful lessons came to bear in 2018 because, you know, really I didn't see, you know, many headlines, you know, that were negative. I mean, for the most part, I mean, things were on time, things got delivered. I think, you know, I think both parties both shippers and carriers worked much more intelligently, smarter, you know, this time around to really properly balance, you know, even though it was a tight capacity market, like you said, but to properly balance, you know, supply and demand, you know, during this this peak period.
Yeah, absolutely agree.
Now, so, I mean, relative to that, but were there any surprises this year, you know, any trends that, you know, impacted the market in 2018 that you expect will continue this year in 2019?
Yeah, look, there, folks are going to continue to plan. I think one of the good things about, like you were talking about, these capacity crunches have happened. Carriers have emptied out their networks before. Peak season did make headlines in a bad way. Folks are really preparing themselves, and I think that's going to continue. Shippers understand that their supply chain is something that can't be a secondary thought. So shippers are going to continue to work very, very closely with the carriers, but also they're, you know, I think shippers, and certainly we at Project 44 see them looking at who can help, what technologies, what can make them more efficient. As I said, so looking out to 2019, I think folks are really going to look at see this peak season as an opportunity, not something to dread, but really, hey, how can we move our business forward in 2019?
Right, right. You know, one of the things that I saw that I'm seeing is that, you know, both shippers and carriers are leveraging data and information much more effectively now, right? So they're coming to the table together much more informed than they were in the past, right? So they're each armed with insights and data and intelligence about, you know, the demand side as well as the supply side. So they're actually having, you know, so instead of these, you know, quarterly business reviews and things, in particular with procurement, where it's about trying to get the most out of each side, it's really about, you know, looking at the data that each side has to understand, you know, how can we create more win-win opportunities for, you know, for both of us. So I think that each side having more data, and I think, you know, both sides actually walking the talk on collaboration, I think was some of the things that I'm beginning to see, right?
Absolutely. And I think shippers more than ever are looking at, hey, how can they make their customers, how can they make that customer experience better? And they're looking for carriers and their technology partners to help them with that. And there are, while shippers, they manufacture, they make things very, very well, and they have big investments in there. Many times these same systems that are very automated internally to them, they end up producing a piece of paper, bill of lading, or they still end up calling dispatchers, hey, come pick up my stuff. And so this collaboration is accelerating when you look at, hey, I've looked at the data, I need to improve the point of pickup, the paper bill of lading, and really figure out how to make that process really paper-free and much more digital. I think there's a lot of push as customers, their expectations increase. Shippers are saying, hey, somebody help me, you know, they want to invest, and they're really anxious to hear people say, hey, here's how we can help you.
Right, right. I think one of the big trends that you know, I certainly wrote about this last year is, and you mentioned it there in your comments, was, you know, customer experience is becoming a competitive differentiator for a lot of companies. So I think that's becoming a focal point for shippers and carriers to say, hey, you know, how can we, because delivery and transportation really is at the heart of today's, you know, consumer experience, right? We can do everything, you know, we can find that product that we want at the right price and everything else, but if it doesn't show up when we want it, if it shows up damaged, you know, so forth, that can completely kill, you know, the brand, can completely kill the overall customer experience. So I think companies are starting to recognize that transportation is a key lever there in terms of managing customer experience and delivering that customer experience. So I think that's another key takeaway that I had in terms of, you know, that's driving better collaboration in the data and information to, you know, power that. So, you know, we're still many months away from the 2019, you know, peak season. I mean, so what, you know, what actions should companies start taking today, you know, to start preparing? I mean, what are the first steps?
Well, it's really two pieces. They need to assess what happened in 2018, really ask themselves what went right and what could they improve. And from a carrier relations perspective, even like which carriers really did that extra thing, really helped me, because it invariably and forever there's going to be issues come up in any time you're shipping anything in logistics and supply chain. Which carriers were the ones that were true partners with me, the shipper, as things and invariably went wrong? So they need to look at, take an honest assessment, not just which one was the lowest cost, but which carriers provided the most amount of value, right? With those carriers, they need to start having the conversations right now. Hey, how are we going to work in this peak season? As you know, the LTL peak season comes a little bit before the Christmas holidays. So we're talking September, October, November, really big volumes. So really, right around June, you need to have, you know, the summer, you need to have your game plan locked in. What that means, you need to start, that assessment needs to be well underway. And the planning with conversations needs to start today, right, with carriers. And that in that conversation with carriers, what investments am I going to make as the shipper? What technology investments am I going to make to really help my communication with the carriers? So the shipper-carrier relationship, as you know, Adrian, LTL is really about relationships at the beginning and end of the day, but we've got to figure out which technologies are going to help us make that more efficient. So really the takeaway there is assess and start planning now and have those conversations with the strategic carriers and partners you want to go forward with.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So along the lines of assessing, I mean, obviously, I think this is an area where obviously technology can help in terms of being able to kind of, you know, business intelligence and analytics as one example. So your thoughts, I mean, how else can technology help in this preparation, you know, process, and what key capabilities are required?
You know, customers, it's going to always come back to customers, right? And as their expectations increase, the customers are going to want to know, not just that you're going to make it on time, but hey, a day before you make it, are you still on track? At Project 44, we call this advanced visibility. And while in the LTL industry, visibility is many times gets pigeonholed as tracking, that's not really what we're talking about. What we're talking about is really making everything, the experience from before it's picked up to before it gets delivered, customers are going to want to be able to see that. Sometimes we refer to this as a control tower view. Now, if I'm just waiting for my one package, my one ski, you know, that thing I ordered from Wayfair or something like that, I don't need a control tower view. But as a shipper, you're going to need to know where everything is. And when you have that much information, you're going to need to really, it's going to need to be exception based. So what's absolutely key is to get a control tower view of where everything is across all modes and be able to really, you know, focus on the exception. Here's a problem. They're always going to come up. What's the action that I can take? And the action is almost always that relationship with the carrier.
Yeah, no, that's great. I mean, I think, you know, year in and year out, you know, visibility is something that you hear supply chain and transportation professionals saying that it's their number one priority. And historically, there's always been a lot of, you know, black holes in that end-to-end, you know, process. But, you know, going back to what we talked about before, it's about delivering on that customer experience. And this visibility that you talked about is central to that, because it boils down to that, you know, the question that always comes up, right? Where's my stuff? Where's my order? When's it going to get here? And then in the name of, you know, customer experience, a lot of times, even if it's going to be late, just being able to proactively notify the customer that, hey, you know what, we thought it was going to be there at 2. It's actually going to be there at 4 or 5. Yeah, it's not great that you're going to be late, but at least you told them, and now the customer can, you know, rearrange their schedule, right, and not be, you know, be in the dark and underutilizing their assets and their people, you know, waiting around. Now they can kind of reoptimize what they're doing, you know, as a result of having this advance, you know, notification of what's happening. I hear the same thing from a lot of shippers. Sam, we're running short on time here. So, you know, just as a way to wrap up, I mean, you know, what's the smartest thing companies can do now, you know, between now and peak season, and perhaps, you know, kind of the flip of that, you know, what's the biggest mistake they can make?
Well, look, the biggest mistake they can make is whether they did well in 2018 or not is to think that that's, you know, they want to carry that forward. The things that shippers need to do is they need to invest, and they need to really look for the right partners in the right spaces. Now, our customers do tell us that visibility is by far their number one issue. Those conversations need to happen now. And so the shippers that tend to be the most successful are the ones that are always looking to say, hey, where are my customers? What are my customers' expectations going to be 6 months from now, a year from now, 5 years from now? And if shippers can partner with the right technology partners, the right carriers, I think that's going to serve them very, very well for a long, 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 long time.
You know, I love that because, I mean, I think that I always, you know, talk about that phrase that you see in financial prospectuses, which is, you know, past performance is no guarantee of future, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, to your point, you know, you might have, you know, like we talked about earlier, you know, 2018 went relatively smoothly, you know, relative to previous years. But, you know, to expect that 2019 is going to have the same characteristics, the same dynamics, the same pressures, and just say, hey, we're just going to do what we did last year. You know, that is a mistake, because we all know that this is a very dynamic, you know, environment. And certainly if you're still relying on, you know, manual and paper-based processes, it's only going to get more difficult to continue to succeed, you know, moving forward. When you consider the rapid pace of change that's happening with, customer expectations, technology, and the competitive pressures and so forth. So I think that's a great, point of advice there. Well, Sam, I like I always say at the end of all our episodes, you know, we always just manage to scratch the surface on these topics, but I think you provided some great insights and some great advice for companies as, we begin the new year here, but, you know, September, October, November, we'll be here before we know it. That's how, scary it is sometimes, how quickly time passes. So, you know, being able to start preparing now for, you know, what will unfold over the next few months, I think is very important. So again, thank you for making the time to be with us today.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
I want to thank those of you that joined us. If you're watching this episode on demand, either at the Project 44 website or on Talking Logistics, and you've got a question or a comment for Sam, you can post it there, and I'm sure he'll be more than happy to respond via that medium. Again, thank you for joining us, and look forward to seeing you in a future episode of Talking Logistics. Have a great day.